CliffCentral.com.
Okay, do we want to stick to music news?
Yeah, it's Friday.
And do we want to stick to a Where Are They Now theme?
Yes.
Guys.
Yes.
I've been waiting and holding on to this forever and ever. You know, I think we absolutely love these people who we've looked up to. We've had a bit of a one-hit wonder theme the entire week. But more than that, I actually want to focus on some of the people we know and love, you know.
So you're talking about the people who were once a big deal, but we haven't heard from them in years. And, you know, sometimes you wonder, oh, whatever happened to that group, or whatever happened to that guy?
Yes, you're definitely feeling my vibe. So do you want to look into the distance and say, whatever happened to these people?
Well, you can learn so much from this as well about like career longevity and how you got to appreciate people who do really well.
Okay, I want to cue this nice and in a corny way. Are we ready?
Yep, look, so yeah, watch
the distance
got
with me. Whatever happened to... TLC. Don't ask me why I just put this music, but doesn't this
this isn't TLC, is it?
This isn't TLC.
No. Yeah. I'm so lost here. Like, what the hell is this?
This is just a, you know, we're
mood setter.
Back. Yeah, I'm taking it back here. Yeah. So,
so we know what happened to Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Yeah,
the car accident.
TLC. Yes. So first and foremost, I love the fact that we're going 90s, and they were so corny in everything. Like TLC, there was, you know, L was for Lisa Left Eyes. Then there was C for Chili, and then there was T for Kimang Tibos. That's the one. It's like, who's the other one? She's the Michelle in my equation. But all right. Okay.
She was the Beyonce. She was the lead.
Okay, I don't really like her. But anyway, let's move past that. So TLC was big in the heyday. A couple of years back, Lisa passed away and the band disbanded. But then it was 2 years ago when the remaining T and the C, you know, called out to their fans and say, we love you guys so much. We miss you. We want to come back.
We're also broke. We're also broke.
Which they were, yeah. Quite obviously.
Yeah.
But already we know that, like, the heydays of the 90s and trying to come back from it doesn't exactly work. Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's good that it was, but don't try to come back. But nonetheless, they tried it. And so they said, listen, we want to come back and hit the studio, but we cannot because we do not have the money. So, our dearest fans, if you absolutely want to hear from us, how about you give us money to actually record our album?
Okay, so like a GoFundMe situation.
So they started a Kickstarter campaign 2 years ago, and fans roped in, started donating money. They donated $430,000.
Mm.
And 2 years later, there is no album.
So that's, is that a fraud? Is that just theft?
I mean, it's a little bit,
from TLC,
it
guys.
Is a little bit suspicious, isn't it?
So that's where TLC is, guys. They've taken money from their fans.
And let me guess, they can't be reached for comment.
Nothing. They keep on, the only statements that they make are like very cryptic posts. Like the manager said, you know, a while ago, March, said the album's done and it's being mixed right now. It's politics, you know. What do you mean by politics? If I gave you my money, tell me what it is, you know.
No, but they're saying it's politics, therefore they've stolen it. That's true politics. Take the money from the people.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
look,
man. There
could have been a falling out, you know, between the two of them and producers. I don't
shame.
But these things happen in music, in the music industry, hey?
But also, it's so tough. Like, you've created music once, right?
This music. Love this
You've created music once. Doesn't mean you're going to create music again. Like, we're talking about one-hit wonders this whole week. So they believe, hey, guys, let's get back together. Oh, what a great idea. No one at any stage has got, okay, cool, what songs do you got? They were all just sitting around a booth in the diner going, yeah, it'd be so great. We're so broke. We can make money. But at no stage do they go, okay, cool, so I've got these four songs. What do you got? They didn't have anything because they can't create anything.
Oh, it's unfortunate because, you know, there have been groups in the past that have been able to come back. So, for example, you look at a group like New Edition, right? New Edition were big also like in the 80s, 90s. And then Bobby Brown went solo, and then three other guys broke away from the group, formed their own group. Individually, they all attained success.
Yeah.
And then they came back together later on, and they was like they did it successfully. So it's possible. It's just unfortunate with these two that whatever politics is happening there is getting in the way.
And I don't think they can compete. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just being realistic. I really don't think they can compete in a Taylor Swift, Rihanna, Get Naked, Shake Your Booty.
It's a different game.
You know?
It's a different game.
If they, for example, said we're going to do 5 tribute concerts, you know, across America, I think that's, go sing your good old classics, call it a day.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, do
back
it.
Back at home.
I mean, if, do you know that All For One are coming to South Africa?
You know?
And you think to yourself, but why?
Yes. Because we
but
still
there will be
the
people
heyday.
Who will pay money to go and see them.
Yeah.
I mean, apart from I Swear, I really don't know what other songs All For One did. I swear by the moon. I honestly do not know what other songs they did. So what are they going to come here and sing?
Just
covers. They'll be doing Stevie Wonder.
Well,
they'll be doing TLC songs.
There you go. So TLC must just do that whole thing. They'll be fine. Like their faithful, loyal fans will still support them.
Well, there we go. Now the great image of TLC has been tainted by them stealing money from their fans. And that's the first edition of Where Are They Now? Or what is that happening?
You should really actually be either a manager, an agent, someone's publicist or something.
Thank
like
you.
Your ideas are solid.
Thank you, Ben.
Like really, really solid. And also maybe that results in less crime, because that is theft.
I can't believe it.
But at the same time, I'd love to see the terms and conditions of this whole funding thing. Because if there was a clause saying we're in no way liable to actually produce music, throw it in the fine print, then maybe the joke's on the fans.
Shucks. Anyway. All right. Whatever happened to done and dusted, and now we can cut the music too. CliffCentral.com.